Hello, everybody. I am Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 204. A Quiet Place, : day one.
Day one.
Day one. I think they could have came up with maybe something a little more interesting for a name. They always come up with a weird thing for the prequel. Like, I don't know how you would do it with A Quiet Place, but...
Yeah, Quiet Place in Manhattan.
A place before it was quiet, or something, you know? Or a loud place, you know?
Yeah. Just get rid of the. That's what it's just Quiet Place. Yeah.
And this one, directed by Michael Cernowski. This is his second major film. He wrote and directed Pig, which I think you liked, right?
Yeah, I really like that one. Yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't look up this guy's filmography. Wow, yes. Interesting. I didn't know that.
Somebody else was supposed to do this, and then they dropped out, and John Krasinski approached him due to liking that debut film he made. And so he got the job. Written and directed by him. Story by John Krasinski and him, obviously, because he came up with the character the first time. 99 minutes, budget of $67 million, box office are at 98.5. All right. When did this come out? Very recently. June
Thursday?
28th.
Yeah.
Yep. June 28th. It starts off with the New York is over 90 decibels on average. The volume of a constant scream.
Yeah.
Like pans into New York. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty wild, though. I was like, holy shit. Next, I never really thought about that. I mean, I know the cities are noisy, but when you put it in context like that, it's like, Jesus.
Not where you want to be when the fucking aliens come. I think they named them something in this movie.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think they did too. I don't remember what they call them.
It's angel eaters or something. I don't fucking know. Something dumb that probably won't stick very well. So, what the hell's her name? Samira? Our main character, Samira, played by, how do you pronounce her name?
Lupita Nyong'o, I think is how you say it. Lupita. I know her first name. I can do Lupita. That one's easy, but I don't remember her last name.
terminally ill cancer patient. When they go into this, like, it's like an old folks home.
That's right? What I thought too, or like a mental institution. I thought it was a mental institution at first.
That's what you think at first, because they pull in, because a lot of them are really old. I guess it's like a hospice kind of center.
Mm-hmm.
And the nurse. Forget his name, but he makes Samira. Do you want to read your poem? No, not really. Come on, I think you should. You're reading it. And then, what was it? This place is shit. Smells like shit. Terry shit his pants and walked through the halls and all this shit. And then, kind of get the vibe. She doesn't want to be there and she doesn't quite like it.
Yeah.
She's got her cat, Frodo. Oh, yeah, the care worker's name is Ruben. Then Ruben convinces Sam, that's easier, to join a group outing to a marionette show in Manhattan.
And she's really insistent about getting pizza when they go. She's not even concerned about the show. She just wants to get pizza in the city.
Yeah, she doesn't know what the show is.
Yeah.
I think they say they're just going on an outing.
Yeah.
Right? And she thinks kind of pizza is the main, go to the city and get the good pizza. Then they show up to this place, and she's like, are we at a fucking marionette show? And he's like, I don't remember what he said, but it's like, yeah.
Yeah. And they go, you get what you get.
And they go in there, and this old man starts his marionette show. Which is pretty impressive, I thought.
Like, blowing a little balloon? You're like, oh, yeah, blowing. All right.
I've never seen a marionette blow a balloon, dude. And then, he's got the little wooden hand.
Mm-hmm.
Floating around, and then the balloon pops, And then it kind of pans to Sam, and she's like, eyes are welling up. She's like,
Yeah.
damn, this has some kind of meaning to her. Like, life's potential wasn't quite there. You reach towards the sky, but you touch the sun and you fell. Something's going on. That's a little too deep for me with this balloon popping. Yeah, then what we go. I don't even think we were outside yet when he says we gotta leave. Were they outside?
Yeah, I don't remember the chain of events, but I do remember her going into a convenience store. What the fuck does she get? So I remember him being like, you can't have a cat in here. And I think he has a cat on the counter or something. I
Yeah,
remember it being
are you
kind of a
kidding
funny
me?
encounter. But I don't remember if that's before or after the show. I don't remember what the fuck she gets, what she's in there for, but.
Yeah, I don't know
But
either,
yeah,
but
like cop cars are driving by. Like there's something,
yeah,
boiling up, in the background. Yeah.
and you hear a lot of helicopters too, which I thought was weird from New York. I didn't think, I guess you could go far above the buildings, but that's why in the dark night they had to have that special helicopter, because you got to fucking, you can't deal with the wind speed against the buildings, dude. That's what the bat was for. Suburban fucking helicopter infiltration unit.
Well, you didn't like that scene in Godzilla 98 when the five helicopters are going through the city chasing Godzilla. I always thought that was fucking hilarious, like a maze. Like, God damn it.
Where did he turn?
Yeah.
Took a left. Yeah, with the size of Godzilla 98, it's probably the best thing to do is chase him with a car. It's not very big. He's not that big. Like a giant Power Rangers monster would be like, but this is
Yeah, totally.
it. Just step on him. Yeah, she's like, we gotta go. She's like, why? And she's like, I don't remember what he said. He said something like, the city's not safe. They told us we have to go back now.
Yeah, an emergency or something. There's an
They're
emergency
gonna shut
happening. I
down
don't
the
know.
bridges. We gotta get back over or something. She's like, yeah, but after we get pizza. He's like, no, we can't get pizza. You said we're getting pizza. We're getting pizza. He's like, no, we'll just save it for another time. We get pizza in town. It's not the same. We have to get pizza in town because we live in a suburb of New York City.
Yeah. It's like, God, what is with you in this fucking pizza? Like, relax.
She's like, no,
Jesus.
it's fine. We're leaving. We're leaving, but we'll stop and get the pizza, then we'll leave. And he's like, no. She's getting really upset about it. And then I think they step outside the little bodega convenience store, and we see some meteors.
Yeah, like shit coming down on the sky. Yeah.
Oh yeah, one blows up right next to her, hits a car or something. Nice ring and just dust. Can't see shit. And I thought that was interesting. We're about 4 minutes into the movie, maybe five.
Yeah,
I
it's
thought I
pretty
was gonna
fucking
give.
quick. Yeah,
I
they
thought
don't
I was
waste
gonna
any
give us
time.
a. I thought I was gonna give us a little more lead up and try to explain it. The biggest, because you think when you hear about this movie, you're like, this doesn't need a prequel. We don't need to know what
Yeah.
happened, because you think it's going to be one of those terrible prequels that tries to explain everything. Because the last or Quiet Place didn't explain shit. It like throws you in to, it's like watching, somebody described it, I thought it was perfect. It's like watching The Walking Dead season six.
Yeah, totally.
It's like everything is just happening and already done.
Yeah.
And it just throws you in the middle of it, which
And
was really cool.
it kind of feels like, I don't know if you remember this, but well, I'm sure you do. I mean, it's a pretty memorable sequence, but Quiet Place Part 2 opens with like a 10-minute sequence where they're at a Little League game and the same thing. They see the meteors coming down and the aliens attack that really small town and they're like trying to escape. And that's like the opening 10 minutes. And it's arguably like the best part of that movie. And like, it's a pretty incredible opening to a movie. I feel like they watched that and saw like, oh, a lot of people love that 10 minutes. Let's just make a whole movie of that and make it bigger and grander. That's kind of what this feels like because it was kind of similar in that sense. It's the same scene. It's just in a city instead of like a small town, a location.
Yeah, I don't really remember much of Quiet Place Part 2 at all. I think it's pretty forgettable. Because
How
I
dare you? How dare you?
very much remember Part 1.
Part two
The
is so good. You
badass.
got to rewatch that one. That one's fucking awesome. I like the
Really?
second. Yeah.
I think most people have rated it third best now that I've seen.
I know we reviewed it. I don't remember. I reviewed it pretty high. I really liked it. But it could be also be because that was the first movie we saw back from COVID. We had a long stretch of no movies. Now I just
Yeah.
remember that was the first movie back in theaters, so maybe there's like kind of an attachment
So
there. But I remember really liking it.
now I remember this one because it's obviously very fresh. I don't remember much about fucking two. All I remember from two is them like hiding in like a furnace thing. Trying to remember that, them locking themselves in that.
Yeah, it's like
And
two stories at once. It's like her in the in that warehouse thing, and then Cillian Murphy, I think, takes one of the kids with him to go on a quest. So it's like two things happening at once.
I didn't even remember Cillian Murphy being in it. So that's news to me that Dr. Crane is in it. And then of course one, I remember a lot of it. The fucking sacrifice
Yeah,
and
one is good.
the badass like kid with the fucking shuttle turning it on, and that fucking epic scene where they turn around and look, oh fuck. And then John's just sprinting in the sand, and then
A
little
Quiet
boy's
Place. That's how it opens.
taken. They're like, oh
It's
shit.
like, shit, fucking buckle up.
Oh man. Yeah, but this one, yeah, we're right into it. Boom. Ooh, shit's blowing up. She's got a real strong connection to this cat. And I think she's concerned because she can't find anybody. She can't find a cat. Nothing. And what does she do? She ends up like, and it's very quiet, obviously. Already. And like we're kind of establishing what's happening. She's seeing people and it's like, oh my God, Stacy, the monster takes them. Loudness. Already realizing that okay, it's kind of sound. I think eventually she gets into like some alley where she's just like chilling.
Yeah,
Right?
it's like
She's just like
I think the chaos happens, right? And then like she gets under a car, and then a person gets dragged away, and she gets out of the car, not out of the car, out from underneath the car, and then an explosion happens, and then she like flies at the camera, and it goes through a window or something, and it cuts to black, and that's when we get our title card. And then I think when we fade back in, she's like, Digimon Hijon, whatever the fuck his name is, he's like with her, and she's like covered in dust, and he's like doing the shush, and then he like ushers her back into the theater, and like a bunch of people are like, which is kind of an interesting scene because like it shows everyone in pain, but everyone has to be fucking quiet. And I don't think this movie's kind of shown that, where it's like, it's like, you know, in a medical area, when in these movies, everyone's screaming and pain and bloody. But this one, it's like that scene, but everyone's fucking quiet. You're like, Jesus, brutal.
And then she sees what was his name? Reuben or something? The nurse.
The nurse guy,
And he's very happy to see her. And he hugs her. And he goes and grabs her cat from somebody that was holding it and hands it to her. And she's very happy to see Frodo. Frodo, man, steals the show in this thing. Pretty fucking cool. Oh yeah, what I was saying, thinking it's not necessary to have this prequel. Because they're going to explain away everything and some bullshit, and you don't want that to happen. Well, guess what, everybody? They don't explain shit. They don't explain nothing. Not a goddamn thing. The most explanation you get in this movie is like a helicopter fucking loudspeaker voiceover from the military saying, do not come out, stay in hiding, report to the river, go south if you can. The visitors are still here. That's it. That's the most explanation we get. The visitors are here. Okay. That's it. And I was very surprised by that. I was like, sweet. Good. We'll need all that bullshit. And there's some really cool shots of like when helicopters go over and do that. Like it's only like twice, and they're pretty much just telling them that one thing. Either stay put or try and make it to the river because they can't swim. They figured out. And I don't know what good that's going to do you to get to the river. We'll get to that.
I
Yeah,
think
but
you're,
you said
are you getting
cool.
to the stampede? I think that's where you're leading, because you're saying every time
Not.
a helicopter goes by, there's like a stampede that goes by. I thought that was kind of cool. We never really kind of seen that. There's like
Yeah, they're so attracted to sound. Like they'll pan out and see helicopters, and there's all of them like jumping on top of the buildings, trying to get to the top to get to the sound. And that was really cool looking. And then the guy's in the helicopter, yeah, fuck you, you can't get up here, bitch. Surprised they didn't have one jump up and snatch one.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, we're going down. Very surprised. So, yeah, they're hiding away. And I think, yeah, they hear that command from helicopters, right? All the people in there. And so they're going to try and. No, is that after that? Somehow she gets out of there. And I don't think it's because they're trying to find the water.
She's trying. She's committed to do the pizza journey. Because I remember her writing in the notepad, like, I'm going to get that pizza. And then I think it all goes to shit, and she has to leave. Because I remember the doesn't the yeah the power goes or the backup
Oh,
Jenny
yeah.
goes on, and then that brings all the aliens to their hideout. And then also I think simultaneously the bridges start to get blown out by the military because there's like they're on top of the building, they're watching as like the fucking jets are flying by and. I don't remember which happens. I'm assuming, I guess, the jets probably happened first. But at some point, the backup Jenny kicks on and it kind of fucks everything up. And I think she leaves after that, if I remember right.
Yeah, and Reuben gets taken out right there. She might have gotten separated from Frodo again. I don't know. It kind of happens a couple times.
Which is kind of weird, actually. So, I don't. I try to stay away from trailers, and I didn't watch this one. And I went back and watched. I usually like. Go see the movie, watch the trailer when I get home. And when I watched the trailer when I got home, they actually play that generator scene, but it's not Ruben. It's like some old dude. Like they play the whole scene. It's just some old guy. I'm like, what the fuck? That was kind of weird. I don't know why they shot it twice with two different people, but
That's the classic Marvel.
yeah. It's like, what
The
the
trailer means nothing and is filmed separate
fuck? Yeah.
to hide the secrets. Yeah, I loved some of these shots, man, where it's this fucked up, quiet rubble, and then this little cat
Yeah.
trotting through it, just
Yeah.
quietly looking around. Pretty fucking eerie and kind of cool. It's almost like that game Stray, just a dystopian, fucked up
Right.
future, and this cat's creeping around, and cats are quiet as shit, so the aliens aren't doing much, and it can get around. Yeah, she goes off trying to get to the pizza, and then I think she stops at a next to a fountain, and she already knows, like, she's
Oh
got the
yeah.
classic talk next to the river scene from the first one, and she's opening the, I think, the cat food next to it, trying to be real quiet. And, oh shit! And cat's eating, and then she sees two kids like pop out from the middle of the fountain, inside of it, like
Well,
around around the pole, all fucking wet and
yeah.
shit. Even they know we're staying in this fountain.
Yeah.
And she walks over there and gives them a fucking Baby Ruth or something. I don't know, a Toblerone. Here, eat this.
Yeah.
And all of this is like having to be done without talking. And then I think she does whisper to him some things and try to figure out, oh, what's going on with them. And then they see the group that knows about, there's like a herd of humans that knows about it and like walking down the streets together quietly, trying to get to the river. And I think that's at the point she breaks up with them, right? Sends them off
Yeah.
with that group, because she's not going there. We don't quite know why, really. I don't think at this point in the movie we even understand what she's doing.
No, we just know that she's obsessed with getting that pizza, but yeah, she's on her own quest. But yeah, do you remember what set that whole thing off, like the group? Because at one point something happens and it goes to shit. I don't remember what sets that off because the aliens show up, but I don't remember there's something that happened. Someone screamed or I'm trying to fucking remember. Because then everyone scatters and it becomes a fucking chaos, but I don't remember what set it all off.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I think just one showed up and then somebody screamed in fear or something. But yeah, anyways, they're all getting fucked up. Then at that point, she has to like hide, and I think she's broken up with the cat again. And there was a subway that's flooded, and then we get. What's his name? I don't know what his character's name is in this, but Eddie from fucking Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Eric kind of floats up. I was like, dude, don't do that. He doesn't know to be quiet yet, I guess, because he's stuck in the fucking subway underwater, having a fun. Where's the exit? He's swimming out. Yeah, then he finds her, I think, because the cat finds him. Like he's
Yeah, when
out,
he
and then
comes out, the cat's sitting
you got
there,
the
and he
cat
looks at the
comes around the
cat,
corner, looks at it, kind of jumps up onto a post. Hello. Looks at this.
Hello.
Hello, human. And I think the cat kind of meanders back to her, and so he follows it. And that's how they meet up or something.
Follows her to the alleyway, and she's like
Yeah,
sitting
because I
in
think
the alley.
the cat comes around the corner and finds her, and she's like, oh, awesome. And then he follows around the corner, and she's like, who the fuck is this? It's like, you gotta go. And he's just following her around, and she's like, you stop following me, okay? You gotta get out of here. You gotta go. You're fucking weird, man. Get out of
That was pretty weird. Like, what are you doing? Go away. What the fuck?
And he's like, I'm scared. I don't have any family here. He's like a foreign exchange student or something. Or he came from, like, I don't know, the UK, and
Yeah,
he's
I
going
think
to
he's
school
British.
here. So he has nobody around. He's going to law school. A lot of good that degree's going to do you now. Look at this. Should have went to culinary school. At least we can cook something. God damn it. And yeah, so she explains to him, I think, right there and then in the streets, right, that she's going to get pizza. I don't give a fuck about the river. I'm gonna get this pizza. I want this pizza. And then he's like, can I please get pizza with you? Please. Please.
If someone said that in that situation, I'd be like, okay, well, I'll see you later. You're clearly not trying to get help, so have a good
I'm
day,
begging
ma'am.
you, can I please get pizza with you? And then so they kind of journey together, and they go to her house, her apartment. And he's like, what is this place? He's like, this is my place. Kicking the door. And it's like a thunderstorm. So they go, wait a minute, wait till the thunder, then you kick the door. I said, why don't you have a key? I lost the key, okay? This is my place. He still doesn't want to break. Hey, I'm not breaking in. I don't know about this. And then you'll see the lightning flash, and she's like, kick perfectly on the thunder. And the first one is pretty funny. He kicks it. It just doesn't do shit. Anyways, they get inside the apartment, and she's looking through all shit. He's like, what are you looking for? He's like, my meds. And we realize she has this, like, dermal pain management system. She's got some terminal illness to just, all my muscles are on fire. And then they start bonding, and she starts telling him the story. Her dad died of it. Same thing. And he used to be a jazz musician who played at this ca bar or cafe. And so she would hang out during the day there and the pizza shop next door. And that's the last real good memory she has of her father is that pizza place. And she's going back there and she doesn't give a shit. It's the last thing she does. She's like, that may be the last slice of, I forget the pizza shop's pizza left in the world, and I'm gonna eat it. Okay? I have to. And he's like, okay, we're gonna go get it. He doesn't give a shit. He just wants some company. Then they set off on that journey. And
And shenanigans
this,
along the way,
yeah, we get some, like, stampedes and basic alien stuff. It's really not much alien stuff, though. This really is just a story of these two characters bonding and this cat throughout the whole movie, with doing it with, minimum dialogue, because of the circumstances, which I really enjoy, to be able to emote this stuff and get this relationship going with very little dialogue. It's pretty impressive. And then they finally make it to the pizza place and it's burnt down and she is devastated. It's just fucked up. Just fucked up. She's just devastated. And I think they go to the jazz place, right?
Yeah.
Instead. And, there's a pretty cool scene there where I don't know what he's doing. He invites her up on stage and they have to be quiet. And what does he do? A magic
The
trick
math
for
show, yeah. Pick a card, any
her?
card, time to kind of thing.
And takes a bow and does all this. And, anyways, and I think
Oh, and he gets her
she's.
pizza too. He gets her a different pizza and he writes the name of
Yeah, the
of the
pizzeria she's
place.
looking for.
Yeah.
And I heard that Lupita is allergic to pizza. I don't know
Oh,
how
really?
that works,
What the fuck?
like cheese or something, but she said, I don't know, there was an article, I didn't read it, and she's like, being allergic to pizza made this kind of difficult.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how that works. Yeah, and they're eating it. This, I don't know how many days it's been since pizza's been made. So this pizza's fucking a week old, at least, I think. And they're just, this is
Yeah.
the best thing ever. So, but at that point, she wants him to go to the river, right, to be saved, and she's not going.
Yeah.
She's like, fuck it, I don't got much time left. I'm gonna spend it at, I don't know what she's gonna do, hang out at the fucking cafe. But anyways, they're making their way to the river, and she's gonna help him get there. Then they're gonna go their separate ways. And they get there and they see kind of there's a boat with people on it. It's just like chilling offshore a little bit. I don't know how,
Yeah.
and it's not that big, and there's lots of people on top of it. I don't know how that's gonna work with food and what are you gonna do? How long can that work? But he needs to get there, and there's just a shit ton of the creatures. Because they like, I don't know, they like hear them. So they're all around the shore just
Yeah.
trying to figure out how they can get over there. And we did get that really cool scene of like when its Demogorgon head opens up and you get to see like its little ear thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all like listening. I thought that was cool. But she realizes that he's not going to be able to get there. She's got to do something about it, man. So she says, you go that way, I go this way. Okay, fucking rush hours it. And she starts beating on cars. Every car has a car alarm
Yeah, every car, yeah.
for some reason. Like every car in this movie that gets hit with something. And so she's shattering windows, and the window would be enough. These motherfuckers could hear a pin drop. They all got to have an alarm. And they all start fucking chasing her down, clearing the way for him to go. And then I think, one of them like hears him as he's making his journey, and so they all kind of turn back and go on him, and that's a pretty cool scene. We're sprinting
Yeah, he's got the
down
cap
the yeah, oh
rolling down
yeah.
the
She
dock.
she told him to take the cat because old cat could live anywhere. He's gonna be fine in the city. He's not making noise.
Was kind of silly because she also gives him her sweater, so he looks like an old cat lady. He has like this like an
Yeah.
old like yellow sweater holding the cat,
And
and he's just like running
he's
down
like
the pier.
so he's like so touched by it. This old
Yeah.
this shawl with the
Yeah.
big plastic buttons. Oh, thank you. But before that, right there in this place, like what was that scene where they're in the place and the aliens were eating something and the cat started licking at it? I was wondering if what was that? I couldn't tell what it was. At first, I thought it was like a human head that they were eating. Remember, they tear it apart.
Oh,
And
yeah.
but it's way too big to be a human head, so I didn't know what the fuck they're eating.
Yeah, I was very
Maybe.
confused because at first I thought it was eggs. I thought they were
Yeah,
reproducing. Like,
right?
it looks like a bunch of eggs. And then they open one up and then they all start eating. So I'm like, are they harvesting humans? Because you actually don't see them kill humans for sport. So, like, they always just show them, like, whisk a person away. So I'm like, are they, like, harvesting humans for food? I don't really know what's happening. But yeah, that was kind of, like you said, they don't really explain it. So it's up to us to kind of figure it out. But yeah, I thought it was eggs at first, but apparently that's not the case.
Yeah, it does look like an alien egg. They just kind of rip apart. It's got the sliminess and the stringiness. Anyways, I was just seeing if you might know, because I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, I don't know
It's
either.
bothering me. So he's running at the end of the pier and fucking the aliens are chasing him, and he jumps off. Does one jump with him?
I
Because we
don't
see an alien
remember.
drown on one part. Which part
You
did we see
did,
an
yeah.
alien drown?
I think it was when
They're
they're in the
like,
sewers, like they were, I
oh,
don't know if there was a
yeah.
sewer section, yeah.
Yeah, it's getting deeper and deeper. And then we see the alien like underwater going for him. And then she's like, like it drowns pretty quick.
Yeah.
Probably because it's, I don't know, it's an alien and it's not that smart and it just starts breathing in the water. I don't know. Doesn't know how to hold his breath.
Yeah, I
Anyway,
gotta
jumps off
actually. This reminds me of Quiet Place 2, because I haven't seen it since theaters. I remember, like I said, I remember really, really liking it. But I could have swore there was a water scene in that movie. It takes place at night. They're at like docks, and they come in across a gang. And I thought that they were swimming, because I remember being like, "Oh shit!" They can like it was a new bit of information about these aliens. I remember thinking like, "Oh shit, they can swim." It's like that's fucking terrifying. I could have swore they were swimming in the second one, but maybe I'm misremembering it. But I remember there was a
Don't
dock scene in
yeah. Don't ask me. I
that
don't know who's in it.
movie.
Fucking nothing.
I'll have to go back and watch it.
Yeah, me too. But yeah, I remember the scene was really cool. He jumps in at the dock and just barely makes it, and then has a shot, of course, and from going underwater. And I just remember looking over at Jesse and saying, "Yeah, that cat's probably like, fuck, what the fuck?" Because he's
She's
holding it,
scratching
and the cat's underwater.
it.
The cat's just calm,
Yeah.
like just underwater and shit. In hell,
Yeah, cats
ooh.
fucking hate water. There's no way that guy would have been torn to shreds.
The cat's just chilling as he's swimming towards the boat. And then on the boat, that yeah, the Awale, whatever
Duwaje,
character,
yeah, I
yeah,
remember him.
Duwaje, he's on the boat and helps him up. And yeah, that's about. He kind of settles in on the boat and finds out there's a note in the sweater pocket, and I think it says something to if I take care of my cat.
Yeah.
What else does it say in the note? Anything else of importance?
Don't remember. It's just like an emotional kind of, what a journey
Yeah,
we
just
had and the friends we make along
yeah.
the way.
Thanks for being there for me
Thanks for being a friend.
and all that. And then yeah, that's it, right?
Yeah, then we get her like walking down a neighborhood. She puts on
Oh yeah.
it's a
She
new
had
day,
an iPod.
the
She had
nano,
an
yeah.
iPod and
Well,
she
she had a
plugged it
regular one
in.
too. She had a nano and a regular one because she plugs in a
Yeah,
nano
she
at some point.
into like a stereo and then she's using it as a Walkman. Like she's got the nano in the stereo and then the stereo hooked to headphones. Which I was like, why? How does this work? Why don't you just use the iPod? Was the
Yeah.
iPod dead and then it works when it's hooked to this thing with batteries? I didn't get it. But anyway, she's listening to that and she's walking down the street and then she unplugs the headphone jack. Maybe this is why she wanted it. And then it starts playing. It's a new day. It's a new life
Yeah.
for me. And then alien
Boom.
lands behind her.
Boom. Yeah. Do do do
Hey.
do do.
Credits. Death. Okay. And that's it. I don't know. I really liked this movie. I thought it was really interesting and not at all what you might think a prequel Quiet Place movie is. I thought it was just a really good story of two people meeting in dire circumstances and then needing each other. And this whole movie is just a relationship between two people. That's it. Really not much else. And I was along for the journey and I cared about what happened to each of them and their motivations. Even with the tiny bit of dialogue that was spoken. I really liked it. I think I'm pretty high. It's an 8.2. Thought it was very fun, engaging. Didn't try to fucking hit you over the head with the story of the aliens. And it was just this really almost indie movie-esque relationship thing surrounded by this budgeted alien thing.
Yeah.
And all the scenes seem really real and grounded and big, while also focusing on this tiny relationship, which I thought was really cool. Everything seems pretty physical. CG of the aliens is really good. I wasn't worried or taken out by that. Yeah, 8 point, what did I say, 2 or 1? I think I said
I think
two.
you said two. Yeah, I
Yeah,
think you
eight
said
point
two.
two. I really liked it. I don't think it's as good as one, which I think is, I can't remember if we did that, but in
No,
my
I don't think
mind
we did. I think we just did two. Yeah.
that's probably close to a nine, if not a nine. That's a great movie. And I can't even remember too
Yeah.
much.
I need to go back and watch two. All I remember is I was on a high after that second movie. I really liked the second movie. I like both of them. I think I remember in the review I said I like the second one better, but I'd have to like go back and watch. I think that's what I said. But you would think this movie would be my catnip because everything you just said is 100% correct. This is an emotional drama. It feels like an indie movie dressed up as a Hollywood blockbuster. So you would think that this would be my catnip, but I don't know. This one didn't really do it for me. Not a bad movie. This is not a bad movie by any means. It's well acted. It's well executed. I like that they turned this movie into like a point A to point B. I like those type of stories. I like point A to point B movies. But as I was watching it, I just felt like, this is the third movie in this franchise, and I feel like this gimmick, you can only do so much with it in terms of like how you deal with like tension and action. And I felt like this movie was just more of someone stepping on something, cut to a close up of them trying to be quiet. And it's like after the third movie of this, like the tension moments in this movie, I just didn't work for me. I didn't find any of the set pieces to be any like thrilling. Especially when you compare it like the first movie. Like the first movie, that story put the human characters and situations that made for like a thrilling watch. I think that's why it's so memorable. Like she's giving birth in a bathtub while the alien's creeping in the room. Like there's little, or like the baby in the carriage and the floating in the water in the basement, and there's an alien there and she's trying to get to the baby. There's like situations like that where that the first movie, and I think the second movie too, does a really good job of building tension. In this movie, again, it's just like people stepping on glass and trying to be quiet. Or like there's a scene where they're going through the revolving doors and there's like a briefcase and it's like they're pushing it and it falls down and then cut to the close up and the quiet and then they all show up. It's just like there's a lot of moments like that. Like I just found the action and the scary parts of this movie to be kind of boring. The human elements, it was okay. I don't know. It didn't hit me as much as I wanted it to in the end, but yeah, I don't know. I don't think I need any more of these. I think just keep it these three and we're good. I
Yeah.
don't think we need to explore this anymore. I think it's kind of running its course for me anyways, after this movie. But yeah, to me it's a seven. It's a good movie. It's just not, I don't think it's anywhere near as good as the first two. I didn't find this one as interesting as the first two are. I didn't find the characters to be as interesting as the first two movies characters. And I would argue this may be very controversial, so maybe I'll walk this back later on. But just to be silly and have a little bit of fun here, I would say the first 10 minutes of A Quiet Place 2 is better than anything in this movie. Like that small town raid, and that was way better than anything in this movie. So I don't know. So yes, this is just a solid seven.
All right, 7 and 8.2. So we've done these movies. Now they have these movies, the Hear No Evil, Speak No Evil, See No Evil. So we've done the Speak No Evil movie, that's this. And we've done the See No Evil movie, which is Bird Box.
Oh,
Don't look
right.
at them. Don't talk, don't look at them. Now we just need to don't listen to them. That's the movie that's next, where you can't fucking, if your fucking earmuffs come off, oh shit! So that's the next one.
Oh, shit.
That's all leading towards this connected. It's going to be a connected universe of
Yeah.
the different creatures. Yeah. So 7, good, and 8.2, really good. So go check it out and see where you fall on the scale. I think it has been kind of one of those. People think it's really good, or people think it's just okay good.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody thinking it's not good. So it's on the upper echelon. So I think if you go see it, you're probably gonna enjoy it.
Yeah, scrolling through
Maybe
Rotten
not as.
Tomatoes just briefly, it's like a lot of six, sevens, and eights. I didn't see a
Yeah.
lot of nines and tens. So yeah, it's like that between six and eight kind of scale.
So if you go see it, I imagine you're probably gonna enjoy it. Just how
Yeah.
much are you gonna enjoy it is the question. All
Yeah, you'll
right.
definitely enjoy
So
it. This is definitely an enjoyable movie, 100%. Even though I didn't wasn't, over the moon about it, it's still, like I said, it's still a good movie. I just don't think it's as strong as the first two.
Yeah, and this made me realize I think I've been spoiled watching movies in the theater in an empty theater at the theater I go to. This one wasn't empty. Didn't get the seats I like that are, the second row back above the rail, not the first set, but kind of nice. You don't got no one in front of you. So I had to sit behind that row, and then there's a group of like teenagers behind us taking up almost that whole row.
Damn.
And these motherfuckers, dude. And this is a quiet ass movie, and they're
It's very,
talking and
oh,
shit.
yeah.
And I was getting so annoyed. And then, motherfucker, that alarm goes off. And I was like,
Jesus.
oh my God. And it takes them a while to stop it. And I just fucking look back. And then I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And I said it fucking. Definitely, I wanted to say it loud enough that they heard me because the theater was quiet, other than this phone alarm after they turned it off. And Jesse's like, "Oh yeah, get him." I was like, "Yeah, I'm fucking. I was dealing with the talking, but you fucking phone alarm goes off, dude. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
Yeah, this is like
I
the worst
can't."
movie to see in a packed theater, 100%, because people just can't help themselves. I don't understand. Just shut the fuck up and enjoy the story. Like, it's tough. I
Yeah.
don't understand it.
Now we see why we're fucking old men now, because it's like, you follow the fucking rules. I don't want to hear you fucking breathe, bitch. You better not fucking grab any candy during a quiet part. You better have that ready to go during an explosion. You can take that fucking hand in that bag.
That happened to me in Civil War. I don't know if you remember Civil War, but there's a moment in the beginning of Civil War where they're at like a protest or something, and an explosion goes off. And then there's like a very long, prolonged sequence of just silence. And I remember just like, and then explosion goes off, and all of a sudden it's just silent. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna just stop eating. You gotta have the respect for the people around you. You know what I mean? But ain't no respect in the theater these days.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I always like I like to get the loud shit too, like nachos and shit. You gotta open the bag of the chips to pour in the little cardboard container and the cheese. So I always you gotta do it before the movie. So I'm because I'm doing it before the movie. It's like whoosh, and I'm like fuck this. You can't do this during the movie. This is like this is 90 decibels right here.
Oh,
This is
yeah,
crazy.
totally.
Pouring it in the cardboard thing, and it sounds like fucking coins hitting metal. It's like, this is ridiculous. Anyway, 7, 8.2. Quiet Place, day one. Go check it out in theaters now. Thanks for joining us. Always here on YouTube. Please like and subscribe. We'd appreciate it. And Spotify and Apple Music as well, if you choose to use those for your podcast venues. Appreciate having you. Couldn't do it without you. Thanks for joining us. Until the next V's. Peace, friends.
Peace.